but there are a lot of people walking where my car needs to go. Okay. Alright, RuneScape is updating. What the fuck are you doing? Jesus.
The travel management say I only need two. Listening to them when I'm the one that make the rules. I'm just a victim of the life, though, that I ain't trying to lose. It's a dream, I had to wake up.
Baby, when the lights go out, it's like we're the only ones. And I already feel it now. It's like you're the only one. The only one who knows just how to make the time stand still when caught in the moment.
Ugh.
Is this the example I'm trying to set?
Texas, how you screwed up. Chi-town, how you really living. But nothing like my hometown, girl, where I'm living.
They come from.
Women, for the women,
from all around the world for the
welcome to the bed. The homie said he wanna fly out to get him some 3 W's only for a 3-day run. Trick, I tell her take her panties off quick. You ain't no none. I be living in the sky every time I ride by them though. Ribbon in the sky on the radio, cause TV know I control. Let it breathe, I control. California living till I am old. To be on, to be gone, the charts, so the peons can be gone and be on their hearts. She ain't the group, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start on. Nobody will up, I go kill her. Let them know priority, order me. Hennessy for the homies, OG killer. Call it peace and boys, boy, he own his job. Boy, he sure be having the marks, all they mark. Pretty girls playing tire marks. Let them inhale the pipe exhaust. Let them reveal how much it costs for this life. Controlling my price, no way, hell no, If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right. To be on, to be gone, the charts, so the peons can be gone and be on their hearts. Women agree, weather is not my fault, that it's 82 degrees on my top bill. Oh. You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up, Chi-town, I be really but nothing like my hometown, girl, where I'm living.
They come from.
For the women,
from all around the world, for the
women.
Known for that homegrown where I come from. Smoke one, palm trees, double D's got a topless of the sun. I shall proceed. That's me, motherfucker, your opinion. How many ways am I killing them? Right around a billion. We own it. That means we living for the moment. That means us to the morning. Time and I got time and I know that I'm in a position of controlling anything. I'll buy that ocean. I'm a boss, I'll buy that ocean. Ain't nobody with this, they want this.
They all feel free, I give it to them. But in between, my time, I gotta tie some strings. Life's a trip when you want these things. I often slip and then I lean to a 3 W's in life. You know, job need an application and eat appetite, and yeah, my type, I like them down, just like my trip. I don't think, I don't quit, no, I have me down. See, if you fuck them, it's after me. You know how much I'ma make it work. You know her trust, living in her purse. When you discuss your love for lust, just make sure you visit here first, Cali. You might catch me in Atlanta, looking like a boss. New Orleans and then Miami, party in New York. Texas, I be screwed up, Chi-town, I be really pimpin'. But nothing like my hometown, girl, forever living.
They come from. From all around the world for the
Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590.
I shake it. Here's Taylor down 5 to 28. So you probably noticed that most artists like to mix up the tempo on the singles that they release, putting on a heavy hitter, then a ballad, and so on with that kind of rhythm. But not Jessie J. She says her whole goal right now is to get the pedal to the metal and keep it there. Hence this one right here, the breakout spot. It's called Masterpiece, Jessie J.
So much pressure, why so loud? If you don't like my sound, you can tone it down.
Alright, just gonna have to step through this motherfucker channel by channel. And, you know, step outside the presets, see what's going on satellite radio these days. Ah, yes, the sounds of the 40s. Nope. How about the 50s? No. 60s, no. Yes, back off Boogaloo. That's what we're here for. Listen to the radio edit of this. Rebroadcast of an LA pop station. Here's a rebroadcast of a New York pop station. I don't like those channels because they pull in the ads and everything too, you know, it's kind of... total bullshit. Clarkson. Oh, this Taylor Dane, y'all. What? So, I don't know what happened, but this channel may have changed its name. Well, I don't know what this is. This is the Elvis station, and it says the artist is NASCAR Elvis, which is the scariest of all Elvises. NASCAR Elvis. I can't. Ah, yes, the Bruce Springsteen channel still intact. Hey, is that Freedom Rock, man? The Pearl Jam station. The Grateful Dead station. The Jimmy Buffett station. Hey, they're playing Margaritaville. What are the odds? I mean, that's the name of the station, too, so... Great, great, great. Yeah. Yeah, a little Bad Company. Deep tracks. Looking down on these bright blue city lights. And they won't wait, and they won't wait. No. Oh, cool, it's Fish on the Jam Band channel. You enjoy myself. What? Just makes me misanalyze Fish. Getting down now. The law. The coffee house. It's like this whole section. The bridge of stations that you just never want to listen to.
On Sirius XM.
Of course, Matt Benfield.
And spending some
Post
time
a show on this station.
I'll be back with you tomorrow, 4 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 7 p.m. Pacific. Today I leave you with the Beastie Boys, and you remember the video? It was their ode to Starsky and Hutch and 70s crime shows. The song is Sabotage. Beastie Boys, Sirius XM.
Thanks for the setup there. I wasn't really familiar with. St. Vincent, as far as the eye can see. Ozzy's Boneyard. What an amazing dumb name for a station. I like to think that Hair Nation plays this Lita Ford song like 4 times a day. Huh. this is just the metal channel, so no fancy names on it, just metal. Fun little part. Still not into Slipknot. Sorry. You know I'm mobbing with the Dio Devil. This is Faction with Jason Ellis. Ah, oh, here we go, the reggae station. Super irie right now.
Smoking with the homies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Keep rapping Taylor Gang. If you's a female and y'all wanna roll with some Taylor Gang niggas, or if you came here with your guy.
Oh, Taylor Gang. I thought you said Taylor Dane. I was like, yes!
I want y'all to know it's all
absolutely!
We got nothing but love for y'all motherfuckers, man. And we just want to party with y'all. We just want to have a good time. We just want to enjoy ourselves.
Inhale the smoke in my lungs. Here it come. Will I live to see the sun? Nobody knows. Travel roads and just get to drive. What I see to make the same.
Oh, Tony Touch is playing a song about weed. I wonder if he's taking calls. I guess the song's not about weed. The guy just mentioned weed. Damn it. One day we all gone, little we could die strong. Either way, we gotta carry on. Devil on the phone, fuck. Tricking MC. You and I, die with my niggas. This guy's all, I've got my dry cleaning and I'm crossing the street. Oh. No lie, no shine with niggas.
Pressure building seems I can't take it. Supposed to pick my kids up, but I can't make it. Daddy out on the hunt, trying to change their life. Praying that the money make it right. But only Lord knows what the future is. This is different every nigga shooting for your kids.
I feel like most Tony Touch shows start, you know, he's got like the new music showcase where he plays his new shit. You know, maybe like an interview or something like that. And then, you know, like later on in the show he gets into taking calls from the smokers, and that's really what I want to hear. But I haven't heard it in a pretty long time, and I wonder if he stopped doing it or if I'm just in the car earlier or what. But I could see him stopping. You know, it seemed like he was getting fed up with it the last couple times I heard him. I got this feeling of just like, he's like, yeah, what are you smoking? Oh, okay, you're an idiot too. All right, great. He's had a lot of guests up in there too. I don't know. I don't think that's a particularly good song. I am ready to dance. Please play some dance music. No, sorry, dance music. God damn it. Great, it's Studio 54 Radio, and it's on Channel 54. That's
out now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul brother. Right about now.
I don't want to listen to that song. All right. Now we're in the country section.
Why two country?
Why two country? Country with a K. Prime country. Willie's Roadhouse.
Or has it got me? I really don't know. But I know it won't let me be.
Outlaw country. Like this track from Corb Lund. Old Corb is a real outlaw. Just ask anyone. Listen to this outlaw music. Corb doesn't fucking take no shit. Corb. Hit me one time.
When the oil stops, everything stops. Nothing left in the fountain.
Yeah.
Nobody wants paper money, son. Just will stop counting. Can you break the horse? Can you light the fire? What's that? I beg your pardon. You best start thinking where your food comes from, and I hope you tend a good garden.
What? This fucking outlaw country song is about fucking thinking about farm to table food and where's your food come from and growing a good. What the fuck?
Don't come, have a hard time finding a pet
Fuck you, Cor Blund. Outlaw country should be about, I don't know, spitting tobacco at things and, I don't know, fucking shooting deputies.
Kerosene lamps and candles, the roads are blocked, it's all gridlocked. You got a short wave handle. Can you track the deer? Can you dig the well? I couldn't quite hear your answer. I think I see a rip in the social fabric. Brother, can you spare some ammo?
Real bullshit. Corb. I got bluegrass.
It's a matter.
Corb. The Message. I believe this is a Christian station. Yeah. It seems like there are a lot of Christian stations and a lot of country stations. This is Praise. Enlighten. Watercolors. Smooth Sounds, Gerald Albright. Softly, Sunrise. Yeah. Sax just smokes. Oh, real jazz! Not like that other bullshit on watercolors. This is that real shit. Spa station. Spa. Lou Harrison's hit track, Vernal Dance. Fuck you, Lou Harrison. Just playing George Thurgood's Bad to the Bone. I imagine on loop. Every woman I meet, and Barry White should hang out. Hey, Sinatra Channel. Makes me want to shoot hoops.
What a shame,
woo,
she can't get enough fellers, she ain't.
Ah, yes, Kids Bop Radio. Now we're talking. I'm entering a brief tunnel and there's traffic. Hopefully it will not cut off the Kids Bop. By default, this kind of has to be better than the real version. What money do you think the person who came up with the idea of Kids Bop is sitting on right now? Yes, K-I-D-Z. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know what this is. Onward to Kids Place, which is just playing Owl City. Sure. Insomnia.
We're big fans of making you big winners. Your music.
All right, Radio Disney, let's see what you got.
Radio Disney. New from Lego brand Disney Princess.
You can build
ads for Disney stuff. Where is the John Vignacchi Radio Hour?
More time to play in the snow. Whatever the princesses do, it's all.
I would have listened to that.
With insulating snow from ongoing cold.
Rural radio. The Western Sports Report.
For parts of the Pacific Northwest, but much of the desert south otherwise. Great Basin, California, staying dry on your Wednesday. Precipitation accumulation is going to roughly be 1 to 3 inches, mainly confined from coastal Carolina to northern Florida, surrounding areas through the southeast about 1 to 2. The Rockies about 1/2 inch or less, much the same through the Pacific Northwest and High Plains, about 1/4 of an inch to 1/10 of an inch or less. advice if you live across the Northeast and the Great Lakes. Early morning lows throughout much of the country on your Wednesday are going to be chilly, colder for some if you live across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Sub-zero readings expected. Single digits and teens through the High Plains, Ohio Valley, and Northeast. Many 20s through the Rockies, the central U.S., and some portions of the East. Some 30s and 40s along the Gulf Coast, much the same throughout the West. This has been Aurora Radio with our update on Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm meteorologist Natalie Noah.
What? Well, we've rounded up more and we're back to Western Sports Roundup on Rural Radio, Sirius XM 80.
This is Western Sports Roundup. I'm Steve Kenyon. Thanks for joining us on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. So the big weekend is here, Friday night, or Saturday night, I should say, the PBR's Iron Cowboy. And then Sunday afternoon,
I'm PBR's Iron Cowboy,
is when the rodeo starts.
Me.
Live at 1 o'clock Central on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on RFT-TV. It's rodeo's richest Sunday. RFT-TV is the American, the second edition, presented by Polaris Ranger. Joining us, the CEO of RFT-TV Events, Randy Bernard, is on the phone from Arlington, Texas, getting ready for...
I get RFT-TV.
Randy, it's almost here, and it is coming together really well.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve. It is. We're really...
Yeah, it is. I don't know, man. I'm high as fuck. What are you even saying, bro?
All the contenders going in.
Yo, man, Cowboys are crazy. What's up with that, man? Riding bulls? Like, who would do that? Anyway, back to you, dog.
Yeah, that was a good rodeo. Not to mention the fact that we paid out $500,000, basically. But all 3 days of the semifinals, I thought we had a great rodeo over the weekend in Fort Worth.
Hell yeah, dog. It was ill, man. Fucking that dude rode that. Did you ever see that movie, 8 Seconds? I didn't know that that was real. That, like, you had to ride that shit for 8 seconds to win or whatever. And that's pretty fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm looking at the list, and I know that your favorite story probably is 9-year-old Chaney Chamberlain, the barrel racer, who's already won more than $45,000. You know, and she won the barrel race over the weekend. I'm looking at the list. I see a lot of potential million-dollar money winners. Who else, aside from Chaney, kind of jumped out and grabbed you as a great story?
I don't know, man. Like, I think racing barrels is not that impressive because the barrels, I mean, they roll, but they don't roll real fast usually. Like, you ever see this rodeo? Honestly, hiding the barrels is fucked up, dude. I think that guy should be a millionaire for real. I think that's serious, serious business. His name's Cody. He's the illest rodeo clown of all, and I think he's pretty cool. It's just like a real great story to hear about all these rodeo clowns making $1 million. What were you talking about? Fuck, dude. I'm sorry, man. I'm messed up pretty bad right now on a whole lot of drugs, I guess you call them. I don't know, man. I took a bunch of pills.
I want to throw two other names into that list. Ryan Gray, who's a really good friend of mine, but an 8-time national finalist as a qualifier in the bareback riding. The only reason he wasn't in the top 10 again last year is, you know, he was injured for 3 or 4 months. But you want to tell me he doesn't have a chance to win $1 million? You know, you throw that name into the list. And then Stormy Wing, who rode 3 bulls effortlessly, I thought 3 really good bulls in Fort Worth over the weekend. He gets on a roll, boy, anything could happen with him.
Look, man, I just want to get out here right ahead of what you were saying and say that I think bareback riding is, like, not really cool, man. You got, I mean, I think safe sex is an important thing, and you gotta put a sock on the pickle. I think Ice Cube said that once. Anyway, TLC, girl with the condoms on her eyes, all that blah, la la la. I'm kind of into that bullshit, and I bet she made $1 million, you know, and that's safe sex. So, you know, you can be a safe sex millionaire. I don't really think that's an issue. You know, this bareback rider stuff, like, whatever, it might be cool and all, but, like, it's a roll of the dice, man. I don't mean to be all, like, bringing your style down. You do you, you know, whatever, parlay, but come on, man.
Now, Sunday night, we were all up really late because of the big sponsor auction. You were hoping for, what, $200,000? You kind of doubled that.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. You know, we thought we were going to get 200, and we got 400, and, you know, I'm coming up in the game pretty hard, you know. It's like, I think people don't really respect my clientele.
several years
ago, you know, I'm whipping bricks like the kids on the radio are saying, and I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with like running like a fake rodeo front, but really dealing cocaine, and I think it's worked out really well for me under the guise of the Rural Radio and RFD TV. You know, we just do our thing. You know, Big Joe, RIP, you know, he didn't make it. You know, Big Joe Polka Show's one of the best shows that we ever had. But Molly G's pretty dope as well. And we're sad about Big Joe. He's, you know, we did business with him for a long time. And it's a real bummer. And, you know, he was a good, integral partner to moving the product across the Midwest for us. And he did really well. And, what was that? Okay, sorry, man. I was just kidding. I don't know nothing about no drugs. And it's like,
people go for a lot of money.
Ever see the Marlboro Man and Harley Davidson in that movie?
I look at that.
Those guys are, I don't know what they're doing, but it's probably like a drug thing. You know? And that's just a movie, so it's not really real. Just like everything that I was saying was not real either, so don't tell the cops about any of the drug stuff. I'm just a crazy person.
Yeah. You know, and that makes for some great stories. Amberly Snyder sold for $31,000, which came out to, I don't know, $25,000, $26,000 she got. And she told me, she said, we need a new truck. This is going to take care of that. I mean, things like that are really, you know, cool aspects to what the contestants get back out of it.
I don't really appreciate your tone. Like, you know, about contestants, like, this isn't American Gladiators, motherfucker. This is, like, professional bull riding.
People
can't even get in because it's so popular. And the PBR, everyone thinks it's bowling or beer or whatever. But, man, we ride bulls. And by riding bulls, I mean we sell 8 balls of drugs to people. And I think the other thing is, like, you know, a lot of people don't respect that that's, like, this is a really good cover for that. And, you know, we run the things, man. They get on the horses for 8 seconds like Luke Perry did. And, you know, everything's going. You ever see Beverly Hills Cop 2, man, when, like, the guy robs his own horse track? It's like that.
Randy, before I let you go, we got a little less than a minute to go. But tell me what now, any special plans, any little surprises, anything you want to, you know, let out of the bag as we get ready for Sunday afternoon?
I'm going to strangle 3 prostitutes to death by the end of the weekend. It's rodeo's biggest Sunday. And, you know, I like to party and I like to get weird. So that's pretty much my plan. That's what I got lined up, dog. It's going to be pretty ill. And I recommend you come on out, man. You should come out. You should watch this. It's going to be pretty fucking incredible. And, you know, it'll be real cool to see it, and all these sponsors got suckered for all this money, so, you know, there's plenty to go around, dog. I mean, you were down, we're not like down, but, you know, you're an all right cat, so if you want to fucking come through and hang out in the, you know, the quote-unquote hospitality suite, by all means, feel free to go ahead and do it, okay? I think that's, you know, going to be a hot thing at the Sunday. It's going to be real good barrel racing, if you get my drift. And I think it's going to be the craziest night you've ever seen. I'll be covered in blood, and it won't be mine for once. You know, it's going to be
really fun.
Fan-fucking-tastic. It's really fun, and, you know, just check it out.
Randy Bernard, CEO of RFD-TV Events. Randy, we'll talk again later in the week, but looking forward to this weekend. Sunday afternoon, RFD-TV's The American, presented by Polaris Ranger, the second edition. Randy, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you in a couple of days. Randy Bernard joining us, the CEO of RFD-TV Events, one of the legends who is competing on Sunday, Charmaine James. She is literally synonymous with barrel racing. We'll talk to her next. This is Western Sports Roundup.
More Western Sports Roundup coming up on Rural Radio, Sirius XM80.
Hello, this is Roy Cooper. And in my family, rodeo is how we make our living. We couldn't do it without some pretty important family members, our horses. It's like my dad told me, and like I tell my kids.
Okay.
Sports Nation, if you still got the winter blues like me, you know,
this
stuck
is
inside
the doctor
time
channel,
to the car, your
apparently.
Home, in the office, I do have some good news. Other than
Doctor
time
Radio.
Order has seriously inconvenienced me. The situation between us is becoming an impossible one, Mr. Holmes. It simply cannot go on. one or the other of us must die.
The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, 8 CDs, regularly priced at $31.95, is available to Radio Classic listeners today for only $19.95.
Damn!
Reduced shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Watson22.
By George!
Call 800-833-4248 or go to radiospirits.com and use offer code Watson22. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only.
I was telling Don about my career as a sailor during the First World War.
Some career.
What?
You joined the Navy, went to sleep, fell out of your hammock, bumped your head, and when you came to, the war was over.
Oh, yeah? If all I did in the Navy was bump my head, why did they give me that ribbon?
That was a Band-Aid, and you know it.
Jack Benny was the hero of every conceivable caper. There was nothing he couldn't do or hadn't done. To hear him tell it anyway.
My name is Mitch Benny. I'm the middleweight champion of the world.
A 4-CD collection of Jack Benny's tall tales, regularly priced at $19.95, is available to Radio Classics listeners today for only $9.95. That's half price. Get yours at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Benny22.
Order
tall tales at 800-833-4248 or go to radiospirits.com and use offer code Benny22. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents.
My goodness.
Tim Roy, the call on KNBR. Curry, a game-high 32 points, including 5 threes dished out.
I'm telling you, our third offensive rebound this evening.
Jones, college basketball? No, thanks.
It's in commercials. It's whenever it's convenient for
Mad
him. And
Dog,
he probably gets
Sports Radio.
Media type, you guys know, at some point in your media class, they should have taught you, you got to be able to engage and find a way to open up and get him to open up to you.
Are you kidding me?
The way that you approached him wasn't working.
Golden State, if anybody, you know, Kevin Love hasn't been great for Cleveland. If Kevin Love is out,
Fantasy Sports Radio, Sirius XM, XM87.
Did you start your own business even though your dad wanted you to be a banker?
Yeah.
Did you come up with an idea that could change the world, or at least some small piece of it?
You bet I did.
Then did you build that idea into a real business? You, with your own two hands, from the ground up?
Yeah.
That's the same time, we're going to wear all our options, and, you know, if you want to benefit so many, the biggest thing is you want to go somewhere where you want to. That's the biggest
sure,
thing.
Sure, NFL radio is
and
really exciting this time
prospect.
Of year.
Mancada needs to be viewed as a first round.
This is our...
The weekend in Atlanta will be...
7 of 8 early in the second half. Aside...
93. ETM, North Carolina State Base, North Carolina on Sirius XM.
Listen to SiriusXM in another car or give it as a gift to friends and family. Go to SiriusXM.com/radio deals for offer details.
This is John Pinnis. In case you can get us on tap, you're listening to the Mark Carnival.
Looking for Pellegrini. Well done, well done. You got around it. You got around it.
Soccer radio.
Now we got to drink Dos Equis. And the first wave of people they will send over there will be women. Women will find Osama bin Laden in a heartbeat. They find everything else. Whose hair is this? Whose hair? A mother in the haystack. Whose hair is... Women will mess up Osama bin Laden's stuff when he's in jail. They will key his camel.
Hilarious.
I saw an ad on a bus that ad said, syphilis is back. That is a real ass. Syphilis is back. Apparently syphilis went on vacation for a couple of weeks. So it's off being an STD these days. Man, I'm tired. I gotta take a little vacay for a little bit. Man, it's exhausting ruining people's lives. Before he left, he called up herpes to cover for him. Hey, herpes, what's going on? It's syphilis. How you doing, man? Good to hear. Good to hear. Oh, you know me, same old, just burning people and destroying lives, same thing, same shit, different day. Hey, can you cover for me for like 2 weeks? Yeah, I'm going to this STD convention in the Bahamas. They didn't invite you, that's really fucked up. Yeah, it's awesome, they cover travel, hotel, I get a per diem, it's great. But don't worry. I'm gonna be back though. Yeah, I got this huge ad campaign coming up and everything. He was having marketing meetings where he's yelling at people. Hey, Debbie. Hey, Debbie, what the fuck happened to my four-page ad in the paper, huh? I thought that was going to be in the paper on Tuesday. Hey, Mark, why am I doing shitty in the 18 to 34 demographic right now? You know that's our target market, 18 to 34. You really slip it up, we're going to let you go, Mark.
Well, syphilis is just that people aren't feeling you anymore.
What? People not feeling me, huh? I kill Al Capone.
That joke is way more hilarious than y'all gave it.
I'll tell you why, because Al Capone died of syphilis. And because I personified syphilis for 37 seconds. That was exciting to me.
This is the Foxhole.
This is my channel.
Bitches.
Foxhole.
Sirius XM.
Welcome to my world.
Channel 96.
You're the reason God made eggnog.
Asteroid hit Earth, and then it became the moon. It really worked out. And, it's just for the best of everybody.
Complete loss of identity and crying. I'm normal, just straight up. I like the kind of, you ever had the kind of sex where that it's so good that in the middle of it you're thinking, one of us is gonna die? That kind of sex. I don't need props and toys. I for me, there's just a very fine line between a dominatrix and a clown.
About this and who won it.
Well, the winner is Nicole Fox in a movie called Redlands, a movie I know none of you guys know about, but she won the 13th season of America's Next Top Model, so she's hot and she's kind of got some notoriety, but in this weird movie, this photographer is taking pictures of her, and she's laying on like a lounge chair, and she's laying on her side completely naked in great lighting, and normally we do a rear burger every year, but we thought this was spectacular and changed the award this year to best side burger because she's laying on her side.
And by side burger, you see the whole vagina from the side.
Behind.
Yeah, right from behind there. And you can see the outline of the vagina.
Yes.
And by the way, again, these pictures can be viewed on HowardStern.com.
Does this do something for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm just going to steal stuff from Regis? Sure. I'm going to, whatever. I mean, he gets excited about everything, Regis.
That's the secret. He gets, yeah.
We went to a big party last night. Everybody was there. I want a name drop. Valerie Harper was there. Alan. Howard Stern, Baba Cluey was there.
You gotta love Baba Cluey.
Baba Cluey was there. I don't know, he's from Howard Stern.
Baba Cluey. Baba
Cluey. Fa-fa Flo-Li.
Village, Christina. Our own village with gossip and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, Robert of Alberta. Go ahead. Do you people believe in anything north of the border? I never hear about religion in Canada. The same as
I think this station
States?
Used to be the porn
Absolutely.
Channel.
Okay.
Yeah. Now something called Indie.
I imagine going to Canada and Wayne Gretzky is up on the cross. That would be.
Yeah, we believe in.
Right. You don't want to. You just want to be a comedian.
That's all I want.
Yes.
Some people have labeled me, especially like in interviews and the press and stuff.
There's another story that the guy who credited with playing drums on Pieces of You, and this is according to Holtz, was a guy who was again one of Neil Young's guys. Like he had played drums for in the Stray Gators, but he was.
You can get
if they have an Entertainment Weekly station, they should do something with video games.
Risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino.
This channel is scheduled to be off the air at this time. For complete information on this channel, including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.com. We look forward to having you back to the air.
This channel Today's Show channel is off the air.
To hear Ted Johnson, author of Variety.com's Wilshire and Washington political blog, as he gives a backlot tour of the intersection between politics.
When you were back in Ghana growing up, was you watched various movies of space and kind of had that love of space anyway.
I'm ready. We're ready to rock this.
Are we all ready to rock?
CNBC.
Revolutionary men's underwear brand that's taken the undergarment industry to the next level. The truth is, underwear has evolved since 1992. At least ours has.
What?
We use a patented, lightweight, breathable fabric that moves in 16 different directions.
Good
and
God.
Never rides up your legs. With
what?
A no-roll waistband and no wedgie guarantee, your body has never experienced comfort like this. Tommy John makes you look and feel amazing while keeping you cool and comfortable down under. Plus, Tommy John makes the undershirt that stays tucked in. It keeps you 2 to 3 times cooler, dries 4 to 5 times faster, and never shrinks like the multi-packs you buy. It also eliminates excess bunching under your dress shirts, doesn't yellow as quickly, and uses a super thin fabric to keep you from overheating. I'm telling you, Tommy John will change
telling
your
you, motherfucker.
Life. Go to TommyJohn.com now and enter promo code NEWS for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com, promo code.
Made the choice not to be there.
No, absolutely. Right. And frankly, no one really will know whether the movie had any effect on the jury.
Shall we say yardstick in terms of mental illness and coming to a verdict when it comes to mental illness? Explain that to us.
Well, what happens is all the experts in the world can get up on the witness stand and talk about what the MMPIs or the various tests prove. But the truth...
Stop one, Parma sausage, a class...
Released from custody.
For a long time.
Simple than that. Where we started, we wanted to try and map individuals moving around.
For complete information on this channel.
Center to center, left to far left. Supported it. And then you come in with this
C-SPAN
one.
C-SPAN radio fool.
Suspicion that Cokes are not going to be doing a lot for him. I think they love him in the state of Wisconsin, and they love him because they have quite a few business interests in Wisconsin.
Future, but if your income is not predictable,
NPR now.
I suggest people do that.
Yeah, it's really tough, and that's why I think a lot of...
So, Jared, I want you to say, my name is Jared Livingstone, and I was born on December 6, 1977.
My name is Jared Livingstone, born December 6, 1977.
Okay, that was a good first one, but can you just look at me?
No, I don't want it.
Okay, well, just say it properly.
XM Insight, channel 141, or listen on the Sirius XM app.
Did you start your own business even though your dad wanted you to be a banker?
Yeah.
Did you come up with an idea that could change the world, or at least some small piece of it?
You bet I did.
Then did you build that idea?
Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. One more time to try it for free.
I'm Easter. Tune in to hear Ted Johnson, author of Variety.com's Wilshire.
We do not run by party.
Okay, so, tell me about it.
Okay, so you run. There is a...
Tell me about it. What's poppin'?
Man, I can't do that. I'm too shy. I'm not educated enough. I'm not talented in that area. No, you got to search your heart. And if you believe it's something God is bringing across your path,
Radio. You
got to be willing to be bold and take that risk. Well, you say, Joel, what if I step out and...
Are we in the, televangelist?
Well, actually, it's a really warm
Catholic
day. It's
Catholic Channel.
That is a warm...
All catechism
Jesus
all
Christ
day.
Never really existed, and that man should not believe in fiction. And so he was asking the demons what they thought that they could do. One demon made the suggestion that it would be very difficult to get rid of the historical Jesus. And then another demon got up and said, well, I think it'd be nice if we went down and persuaded everyone that death ended it all. They should not worry about life after death. And then another demon said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go down and tell everybody to believe that there is a God, that there is Jesus Christ, and that belief in him saves, but you can get by just professing faith and go on living in sin as you used to. And they decided on that one. And the reason I'm almost sure that's the one they decided on is because that's the one that he uses today. Paul and James are in perfect harmony here. When Paul speaks of works, it's works of the law. And again, Paul makes that abundantly clear. If you went back to Romans, the 3rd chapter,
okay,
verse 20.
Yep.
Therefore, right. He says, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Word.
Turnpike right now.
Okay, so we're working late.
Now we're in the traffic and weather.
At Lakewood Church and special broadcast of my Night of Hope events across the country.
On some emergency road work taken care of there as well. North. The Bishop Ford,
the Chicago and Detroit Expressway news and weather. Will be traffic well. And weather.
Between State Route 44 and
Miami,
I-95,
Orlando.
You can look for lane closures until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Point Boulevard, 20 minutes
Dallas,
into 288 outbound.
Phoenix.
In Missouri and the Poplar Street Bridge. Traveling the west
Minneapolis.
In the center divide.
San Francisco and Seattle.
In Richmond,
Seattle.
Eastbound 80 before Carlson Boulevard, a two-car crash. That, too, is over on the right-hand shoulder. Santa Rosa. Southbound 101, just before you get to College Avenue, four cars involved in a collision. Again, all the activity is on the shoulder of the roadway. San Jose, southbound 85 before Cottle Road.
On Sirius XM 130 and Family Talk, Sirius XM.
We are up in some weird territory up here in the 140s.
Sylvia actually does have a fascinating story, and it started years ago.
Oh, this is a little Korean radio. A little midday break on Korea Today.
Thanks, Redwood. Appreciate you.
Oh, this is Road Dog, the trucker
Road
station.
Dog, we are looking for your white knuckle experience. If it's caused by someone else, someone near and dear to you, in the passenger seat, for example, or maybe you're the one who tortures your significant other.
Is it racist to keep saying white knuckle, by the way?
What should we say? Non-denominational knuckle?
After the Oscars, aren't we trying to be more diverse?
Non-ethnic knuckle?
Yes, that's better.
Tan?
Just trying to.
Beige? Are we all sorts of shades of.
Rainbow beige? Knuckles.
Oh, boy.
That's probably legal in 37 states now.
888-876-2336. 888 Road Dog is the number here.
Hi, I'm Madison, the Black Eagle from Sirius XM Urban View. I've never had a tough time talking to some of the most influential people, but now I'm going for one of the toughest talks of my career. 52 hours straight to break the Guinness World Record of talking on the air. No sleep, no couch, no going home, not even a back rub. It's all for a good cause. The Smithsonian African American Museum. Be part of history and hopefully a world record. It all starts tomorrow at 6 a.m. East. Sirius XM Urban View 126.
Think you're the only one with back tax problems? You're not. According
126.
To the IRS,
I'll listen to a guy try to be on the air for 2 hours straight. That seems stupid.
The reason I like the idea of getting in a temporary situation a trainer
Spanish.
In your area is because my feeling is this. God forbid.
Eran las que tenía que, pues,
Así, deja de estarme molestando. Ya no, bastante
el Panda Show.
Ya deja de...
Vamos.
Juego. Aquí va esta Mosquera que viene tocando atrás de piso. Pelota que le viene quedando finalmente. Para que lo tiene Gutiérrez, viene abriendo.
He can tell me stories without saying one word. So I listen. Then I give it back. What are you chasing? Hennessy. Never stop. Never settle.
Si usted tiene Bein Sports, puede acceder de forma gratuita a Bein Sports Connect. Es muy fácil. Ingrese a...
Experts Trust are on MLB Network Radio. Sirius 20...
radio.
Scheduled to be off the air at this time. For channel, including its lineup and highlights.
Oh wow, there's a Canadian comedy channel. XL Canadian Laughs.
When this channel returns to the air.
Well, the public sector, one of the biggest differences between...
someone putting on SCTV DVDs.
While we were walking so slow.
A very serious headache, which will settle with simple medication.
Sign up and highlights. Visit SiriusXM.com.
Dans mes temps, je veux dire ceci. Puis là, je sais pas dire que le Canadien va gagner la Coupe Stanley cette saison.
Steve Phillips, Jim Duquette, and Jim Bowden, world champions Steve Sachs and Mike Stanton, and more. What is your team still?
Now, in 2015, countdown. So.
Hey, and stay warm with
20 channels running all the same along, ad.
An MLB.
925. Wifi's on internet, 923. 7 p.m. Flyers. Bookings on Sirius 218, XM 221, and Internet 941. 8 p.m. the St. Louis Blues face the Montreal Canadiens. Bookings on
half boards at the side of the Panther net.
Jockey.
The puck back along the right wing half board. Gave it a run, Blad, at the line deep slot. The Keith left point. He snaps a pass.
40 minutes ago, I gave a sneak peek and I've been kind of pondering.
More hockey.
For complete information on this channel, including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.com. We...
207 and Internet 949. Wifi's on Internet 920.
I guess that's probably
the Blackhawks face the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Wifi's on... 27. Wifi's on Internet... 3 p.m. the LA Kings face... on Sirius 211 XM. 3. Wifi's on Internet 930. Football, 7 p.m. Wisconsin faces.
Also, these football channels that nothing is on. Yeah. All right. I kind of want to know what this Canadian comedy channel is like when it's broadcasting.
The next audition, and off you go. The speaker.
Right. So I want to go back to the Twitter handle to give you a sense of what of some of the tweets. So for example,
yes,
one of the tweets that was sent out was, "Wanna chill relationship, date a stoner. I do my best thinking when I'm high. A joint a day keeps the bullshit away." Right? So those are tweets that are not in any way promoting medical use of marijuana.
Right.
This is about the recreational use of marijuana that's being promoted to kids. Right? This is not in the context of science. This is not under the care of a physician. This is telling kids to use marijuana in a recreational way.
It's cool.
Right?
It's so, like it's almost like when they were, you know, promoting.
Oh, I didn't take the other exit
like
and now I'm
Joe Campbell.
This cool intersection's all fucked up.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So these are the messages that are being sent to kids. You know, the questions that you're asking about marijuana in a pill form or whether in, you know, used to treat health related issues, whether that's, you know, how did that work? So that's totally different from what this Twitter handle is promoting.
Well, I gotcha. And
the messages that kids are receiving are about, you know, the recreational use of marijuana, and that's in the, you know, smoking form.
Yeah, and that may be a question for a medical doctor there at the Washington U. So I'll see if I can get one on to come over. But Dr. Ray, let me ask you. So what do you hope to do with this research, with these findings? What is it that you want us to be aware of, or what should happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is to have the awareness that this is out there. I feel like I've just hit the tip of the iceberg here, that, you know, really there is little awareness of what's being promoted on these social media sites, what kids are being exposed to. You know, I feel personally as a parent that I didn't have that awareness before, and so then there's trust. You know, oh, my kid's on Twitter, so, you know, no big deal. They're
talking with their friends, right? But that, for some families, that might be true, but for others, you know, there needs to be this more proactive awareness that potentially they could be receiving harmful messages mm-hmm. about substance use. And kids are at an impressionable age. They're influenced by their peers. They're influenced by the media, perhaps more so than they're being influenced by their parents. Right. So, you know, it's a very critical, risky time where there needs to be some awareness about this. And, you know, as far as regulation goes, that's going to be difficult to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we need to start having conversations yeah. about, you know, what is appropriate, what is feasible, how can we make progress, how can we counter advertise these harmful messages.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sitting up here thinking about public policy, you know, exactly right. You know, how does public policy get ahead of this as opposed to reacting to what your study has found? Because we have legislation, we have public policy dealing with youth and alcohol, and you can't promote you know, alcohol use in programs that are appeal to young people. You can't promote or allow tobacco use. So here we are now debating this whole marijuana issue, and this isn't whether you're pro or con. It really, I think we all should agree that there should be no pro-pot messages directed at our youth, period. I think that's, mm-hmm. now that's where I fall down on it. I mean, where I come down on the issue. The adults, we adults can debate it. But you're right, I don't want my 9-year-old, 8-year-old grandson or teenage daughter or granddaughters, you know, sitting up there tweeting and getting pro-marijuana messages at that age. And so the question then is, you know, can public policy get ahead of this? I don't know the answer to that, but you've given us something to look at. Wow. This is amazing.
I really like your stance. I really appreciate your advocating in this direction.
Well, I appreciate your study. And I tell you what we'll do. We're going to put this on my Facebook. We'll put it on our Facebook here.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Read. At least
we are
going to
put this on our Facebook.
And if they want more information, they can is there a website they can go to? Or
Twitter.com/smokeweed every day.
I'll start with the article by, who is that, Jim Dryden. And we'll put that on our Facebook.
Okay, that sounds perfect. I've got more studies coming out in the future that are about this topic, so I'd be happy to talk to you about
it. Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, and our Facebook, Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, and it's already up there, I assume. Yeah, we're quick here, so it's already up there, and people can read about it and then start this discussion, because we can't sit up here and wait. Next thing you know, we'll have states that will have legalized it, or federal government will have legalized it, and then next thing we know, our kids will be getting these messages, and then somebody will want to try and curtail that. We should nip this in the bud, so to speak.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think we're heading into a new era now, and we're going to see what's going to happen no matter what, but certainly if we can get public policy to be proactive instead of reactive, then
thank
in the right direction.
All right, thank you. Thank Washington University for getting this information out, Dr. Ray. Appreciate you taking the time, and I'm certain we'll talk again.
You're listening to the best of the Black Eagle. Back with more next.
Hey, it's Madison, the Black Eagle. We are just a day away from the Madison Show Radio Marathon. Are you ready? 52 hours. I'll be here live starting at 6 a.m. on the East Coast, right here on Sirius XM Urban View.
I have to tell you how much
I want to hear that guy for 52 hours straight. it's already set to that station. I'm ready to go in the morning, just to fucking turn it on and be able to hear him doing whatever it is he does. I don't know. Like the drive took longer than it should have. There's too many little pockets of traffic. You know, no one thing that I had to slow down for. Just like little shit here and there. Yeah, just gets in the way of me being where I want to be. But I guess that's how it goes. Alright, well, be sure to tune in tomorrow. I'll be talking for 52 hours straight over the guy trying to talk for 52 hours straight. And then we'll go an extra hour at the end just to steal his record. See you then.